Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You to join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris. And of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that happens to be on your mind. Earlier this week, we talked about the situation that folks over in Europe are having to deal with. And to a lesser extent, some of us here in the United States, which is to say dramatically increased electricity rates. Some people are seeing doubling, tripling, or sextupling of their power bills, depending on what part of Europe they're in. We're seeing not quite doublings here, but the supply rate up here in New Hampshire just doubled. That's not the full power bill, but it's a good chunk of it. It's probably the largest chunk of it. So probably our power bill went up by, like, I don't know, 30% between last month and this month. Now, again, that's not much compared to what is going on in Europe, where people are probably going to be going out of business because of this.
Yeah, the situation is a little bit different because was nothing to do with, you know, oil or, you know, any of that. It's entirely to do with mismanagement, as I understand it.
What are you talking about, in New Hampshire or in Europe?
In regards to Eversource and New Hampshire.
So, yeah, I don't know all the details about that. I know that what they put on their bill was they claimed it was the natural gas prices have gone up.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They basically, it's not that natural gas prices went up because they're not using natural gas. They cut that from their use. I don't know
the
exactly.
Repertoire.
Yeah, it's basically not being used, and it hasn't. I think it hasn't been for a little while. And the reason for that is because they're trying to go green. So it has. There's no connection to that whatsoever. And there's somebody who posted a story about this and the evidence for it.
Interesting.
I don't know. I get the impression that it's more like they're increasing the price because they're buying the electricity from other parties, basically, or something to that effect. And obviously, if you're not generating your own electricity, you're going to have to resell it at a higher price point. So that's what's going on.
I heard Carla Garrick, former president of the Free State Project, she was being interviewed on the Tom Woods show recently. She was primarily talking about independence and the secession movement here and some of the interesting developments that have happened, letting his audience know about that, which is great. But she also mentioned that apparently there's some sort of, I guess, permission slip that the state government has to build a new nuclear power plant in New Hampshire. I don't know what all the details are on that. It was just kind of an interesting little aside that she mentioned. If that's true, then hopefully we'll see some action from state reps in this next year to, you know, do whatever needs to be done to authorize companies to put bids in and get something like that built here, because we could use one. We have one. There's one, I believe, in operation in New Hampshire. But
well, they
would be good.
They shut the one down in Vermont that was nearby. So why would they? I'm a little confused as to why they would build another one.
Well, the hippies were the ones that got the Vermont one shut down.
Okay, so they would be building this in New Hampshire as opposed to Vermont.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be the ideal if it could be, you know, made to happen. That would certainly, almost certainly bring rates down.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. I mean, the rates went up. So here's the problem. So yes, the prices on gas are going up, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not entirely. It's definitely even if we had the natural gas still, producing electricity here, the prices would be lower than they are because ultimately the gas that we have in the United States, the United States, that is, not New Hampshire, but is self-sufficient, more or less self-sufficient, and we're actually exporting gas, but we can't export gas to Europe anyway because they don't have facilities in Europe to, like, take it in. So, or maybe even us to export it.
Well, they must have
to the
those
degree.
Facilities because they're importing it right now.
They're importing,
but they're getting it via pipelines. You would
not
have.
Right now.
No, you're right, but they're not importing it to the degree, and they can't import it to the degree that it would affect our prices for natural gas in the United States to any significant degree, which is why it goes back to if we were still on the natural gas in New Hampshire, if New Hampshire was still generating its own electricity, the prices wouldn't be what they are.
Well, it seems to me nuclear is the way out of this. Like, that's the most cost-effective way to
get sure.
out of this situation.
I mean, I'm not sure if that's the case or not. There's probably other factors that go into that. But certainly...
Isn't nuclear known as the cheapest, most affordable... safest now with
that's
thorium reactors?
I think that's debatable. You'll get different opinions by different people depending on what costs you take into account. But if we just stuck to the natural gas, this wouldn't be an issue.
If you want to weigh in here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I admit I'm not an expert on these matters. Just what I've heard about nuclear over the years.
In your defense or my defense, I don't think any of us are experts on this. So there may be somebody who's more knowledgeable about it and can talk in detail as to, you know, what the costs are of these.
My understanding about nuclear is it is the most effective, most efficient, most, the cheapest form of energy out there. On the planet, with the exception of "quote unquote" free energy, the sun or whatever. But
the problem is, solar energy is not free energy. The free energy is when a plant absorbs energy from the sun. Anything else, if you're collecting solar energy, you're spending money to do that.
You still have to buy the panels and the batteries to make that thing
go.
So it's not
free.
But the downside to nuclear until recent decades has been the risk of a meltdown, and there's been a ton of people who've been living in fear about that.
Right.
And so they've prohibited, as I understand it, new nuclear facilities from being built, and therefore they're prohibiting development. And there's supposedly something called thorium reactors that have no chance of meltdown, and so technology has moved beyond that concern, but people are still living in 1950 with their worries and their fears about this.
So here's the thing: it's all of this stuff is being manipulated by the government in terms of subsidies and things.
Sure.
So it's
especially
really
solar and such.
But so is nuclear, right? And so it becomes really, really difficult to compare numbers when you aren't able to take everything into account when it comes to
For example, if you were looking at for the risks of nuclear, you would look at what kind of insurance premiums were being charged, right? Well, the problem is if you build a nuclear plant, the federal government has put a cap on your potential liability at $1.5 billion, I think, or something.
Yeah, it ends up going over to the taxpayers.
Incredibly small compared to how much damage you could do with a nuclear plant if you did screw up. So it's one of those places where government interventions into the market destroy information that you need.
But aren't we talking about the old style, the uranium?
What happens? I don't know, but the insurance companies would if they were taking those risks on. But they're not, because the federal government takes it away from them, just like they say if you make vaccines, you have no liability, and that leaves us with no way of evaluating the safety of vaccines.
Right. I also want to know what happens to the waste, because that was at least an issue. I don't know if it still is with thorium. Yeah, but I know that was an issue, and that's got a potential cost to it. If you have to dispose of it locally somehow, it's probably going to have a huge cost to it. But it's also going to have a huge cost if you have to send it, maybe even a larger cost if you have to send it to some mountain or something somewhere, and those people don't want it. So you know, if nobody wants it, who's got the geography for it, I guess. If nobody wants it, who's got the geography for it, you're going to have to pay a huge premium on that in order to get rid of that waste. So,
yeah, that's a good question. I'll have to look into the waste question.
The waste is not taken into account when it comes to the costs, and that's, as I understand, one of the things that raise the price that doesn't get taken into account when you're comparing numbers. So, yeah, I mean, it's And the thing is, it's not like it's impossible to probably solve those problems to a degree. Like,
the waste apparently for thorium is safer, but it's still there.
Yeah.
Still something that has to be done with it.
So anyway, I'm not anti-nuclear.
But the problems with nuclear have reduced significantly over the decades, and there's just so much fear surrounding it. That's what's really holding it back. The number is 603-283-6160. But you mentioned that Europe is getting gas over a pipeline.
Yeah.
Nobody, and that's what's in the news right now is the
from Russia.
The Nord Stream 1 pipeline from Russia is shut down entirely into Europe right now.
Wow.
So there's zero coming through.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
us here. And you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We are talking about power again. It's on a lot of people's minds right now as power bills are going up in certain parts of the world, maybe more than what we, you know, we're aware of, but we certainly know that Europe is suffering big time. Of course, it's brought on by their politicians, not any other sort of market situation. It's the politicians that have been backing the Ukrainian government and sending God knows how many billions of euros. I mean, I know they're sending multiple billions from the United States taxpayers, so I suspect Europe's doing the same exact thing.
I gotta say, out of all the business opportunities in the world, I would say that bribing Hunter Biden is probably the best one that I'm aware of. He took in like $50 million, and now daddy is giving back many, many billions. Yeah. And there's a thousand millions in a billion.
That's a lot. So we're going to get into what's going on over there in Europe as they are seeing their pipeline from Russia cut off entirely now. It had been cut to 20% of its usual output back in late July. Is now at zero, and we'll tell you a little bit more about that. Plus, I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then get on over to Bitcoin.com. They can help you with that. Just click Get Started right there at the top of the page, and you can watch some introductory videos that will help explain all of these new concepts to you. There's not too much that you need to wrap your head around, but there are some important ideas that are better to understand than to go into it blind. So take a little bit of time out of your schedule, and you know, if you got 5 minutes, go spend it and you know, watch a minute or watch a video or two over there at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. You can buy your first cryptocurrency through Bitcoin.com. They also have a news website there at news.bitcoin.com to get you the latest news headlines about the world of crypto. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. So we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Before we get to the news about what's happening with the pipeline, the natural gas pipeline moving in product from the Russia to Europe being cut off entirely, let's talk first to Bad Slave in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, Bad Slave, sorry about that. I think I had you muted. We got you now. Go
Hello?
Ahead. Yeah, we have you now. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, Ian, and who else? Oh,
nobody and Chris.
And Chris, thank you all. And you seem to be a little uninformed about the waste products and of a thorium reactor.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that occurs between the difference between a thorium reactor and one that they use to produce plutonium, the reason that they chose the plutonium one is because they could make better bombs. I don't know if you realize that, but that's why they chose the more messier, more dangerous reactors than the thorium reactors. The two things that are really cool about thorium, three things, let me say. Number one, they're a hands-off operation that if they have a leak of the fuel, all it does is just dumps into a container and is, you know, left completely safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no all meltdown.
Right? So you don't need any Homer Simpsons to run the thing.
That's right, exactly. The other thing is that that the waste that they do produce, you know, doesn't have a 10,000-year half-life. It has something like 110-year
half-life. Oh, that's not bad.
Right. I mean, so you can get away with storing it for a lot less time. And it's a half-life, too. So whatever it produces as a residual irradiation is going to, you know, be half in that shorter time frame.
Yeah, the technical term, basically for those who don't know, half-life means how long will the time be until half of this output is neutralized.
Meaning the radiation.
Or, yes, or for a medication, they also use half-life. What's the period of time that half of this medication will be in your bloodstream? Same concept.
Right, and the other thing is the actual bad nuke plant waste can be consumed in the thorium cycle.
Right. Is that because the thorium cycle does require, I was reading a little bit about it, some fissile material, meaning that they would need a little bit of uranium to get it going?
Right. Mm-hmm. And they can use the waste material from the bad nuke plants in the better thorium plant.
So you sound pretty informed on this, Bad Slave. What's holding this back? Is it federal government regulations that are basically prohibiting this technology from coming into play in the U.S.?
It's got to be government. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to answer that very question because I've been following this thorium stuff, back when Jack Shimmick what did they call him?
I don't know.
they had the shops where you could go and work on stuff at
Makerspace.
Stereo, exactly. Where available.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it is a fascinating thing. Thank you, Bad Slave, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. I mean, it's got to be... I always have heard that it's the federal government's regulations that basically stand in the way of... out of fear of nuclear meltdown, they stopped the construction of new facilities, but I've never been able to verify that that's...
That's pretty much true of most new technology. If something's standing in the way of it, it's probably the federal government, and they're probably wrong.
Yeah, you know what else we have potentially access to? Is if the lines were built, well, it would be Canada. They've got the power from the falls, from Niagara Falls.
You don't think
that
there's
would
lines?
Be hydro.
You don't think there's lines coming across from Canada and they're selling to New York power companies?
I think it's capacity, maybe. But yeah, I believe they're not. We just don't have lines, so we can't. And there's basically an abundance of electricity there that's not being taken advantage of, and it could be taken advantage of in New Hampshire and New York and all over the place.
The number is 603-283-6160. Right now, though, in Europe, the Nord Stream gas pipeline is completely closed down for what is now being called an indefinite period of time. It was supposed to be 3 days for routine repairs. But
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. NASA is expected to try and launch the Artemis 1 mission to the moon for a second time on Saturday. At Kennedy Space Center, Space Force Launch Weather Officer Melody Lovin says that there is a small risk of showers. She explains that this could cause their launch to be canceled as they don't want to risk a lightning strike.
Basically, if you think about it, we're sending a charged rod up into the sky. We've done half the work for the atmosphere already.
The G7 is agreeing to a price cap on Russian oil. It's an attempt to limit the country's profit from selling fuel as the third largest oil producer in the world. The Treasury Department sending out a statement from the Group of Advanced Global Economies confirming the cap, saying it wouldn't ship oil from Russia it sold at a higher price than the limit agreed to. You're listening to USA Radio News. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell recently said that the labor market is out of balance and they intend to raise interest rates further to fight inflation. Appearing on Fox Business, Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says the August jobs report was pretty good overall.
Companies are still hiring. People are still, there's emerging industries, and then the legislature here in Washington and the president passed some significant piece of legislation that's going to only add to more jobs for our economy.
The White House is asking Congress for more than $22 billion in additional COVID funding. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying it'll tackle pressing ongoing needs. That includes vaccines, testing, and treatments. Jean-Pierre saying will also cover research aimed at confronting future pandemics. Additionally, the White House is seeking more money for monkeypox, Ukraine, and natural disasters in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Phones open here if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio tonight at 603-283-6160. This, I think, was a predictable move, and you mentioned during the break, Chris, that some people indeed did predict that Russia was going to continue to keep the Nord Stream 1 pipeline, the natural gas export pipeline from Russia to Europe, completely shut down beyond the supposed 3 days that they were allegedly going to be doing quote-unquote routine maintenance.
Mm.
And turns out that's exactly what has happened now. The news coming from various different sources. We've got CNN.com here that Russia will not immediately resume exports of natural gas to Europe through the Nord Stream pipeline, worsening a shortage that threatens to tip the continent into an energy crisis this winter. Friday, that's today, Russian state energy giant Gazprom said it would not resume flows through the pipeline Saturday as planned because it had detected an oil leak at its compressor station in Portovaya. The pipeline has been shut since Wednesday for maintenance. It did not give a timeline of when exports might resume. Do you believe them?
Not really. So, you know, the interesting argument of this is that sanctions have prevented them from getting parts, you know, getting parts and repairs and things. However, the counter to that is effectively that this is a, I think this is more of a counter to the sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
So they may be, there may be some justification here, but it's sort of kind of, it's kind of like, it's a very weird situation because the reason they're shutting down is not why they say they may be justified in shutting down because it's a reaction to sanctions. Of course, the sanctions are a reaction to, you know, an invasion of Ukraine. But then again, the invasion of Ukraine is a reaction to the U.S. getting closer and closer to Russia and compromising its security.
Well, they also, the supposed reason for the invasion was that Ukraine didn't acknowledge the independence of the breakaway areas of
the
country.
Sure. You know, it's funny how they, you know, they always give you excuses. And it's like, often it's like pretty apparent, like, that's not the real reason. But at the same time, it's like, you may be justified in something, but it's so weird. It's like, this is tit for tat. I mean, it's like two five-year-olds like fighting or something, you know? It's like,
the reason is because they've got all the guns and they're going to force their will on everybody else, that being they being the government. And
all of them.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what I was thinking.
When your philosophy is might makes right, who the hell cares what your lie is or what your excuse is?
Yeah, it's kind of from afar, it's kind of entertaining to watch, but at the same time, it's like both governments, whether you're talking about the Russians or the U.S. or, you know, or Ukrainian for that matter, they're all hurting the people, right? They're hurting us.
Yeah.
Those
are the ones that suffer.
Right.
The Chancellor of Germany is not going to be shivering in his house this wintertime.
Oh, no. He's going to be plenty warm.
Yeah.
He'll keep himself warm with the corpses of his countrymen if he needs to, because that's how politicians think.
Sure will.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying here that Nord Stream 1 is a key artery carrying Russia's vast gas supplies to Europe, counting for about 35% of Europe's total Russian gas imports last year. It flows directly to Germany, their biggest economy, which is particularly reliant on Moscow's gas to power its homes and its heavy industry. But Russia has been in an energy standoff with Europe since the invasion of Ukraine in February.
One of the other things to point out is Germany did not issue the license to open one of the new pipelines. So, like, you know, it's kind of hard to take this too seriously in terms of the Western, you know, German propaganda.
Yeah,
here.
They're no victim. They're not the victim in this.
Yeah,
case.
This is somewhat self-induced. It definitely seems
right. They could have just stayed.
We're
going to
declare war on a provider that we can't live without.
Replace, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, well, you're morons and you deserve whatever you get.
I mean, honestly, I think...
And the funny thing about this particular thing is Trump gave a speech to the United Nations where he was talking about Germany's energy dependence on Russia and how that was going to bite them in the ass someday.
Yeah.
And they sat there and laughed at him.
This was so...
Okay, laughing morons. Are you laughing now?
No. This is so predictable. Years and years and years ago, before any Russian invasion, you know, from a security, like a national security perspective, right, like a war perspective,
mm-hmm.
you want to have some level, some ability to independently maintain your own, you know, infrastructure and your own supplies, and even if, you know, this all goes back.
Or you stay out of the war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly that's
mind
a good thing
your
too,
own damn business if you can't afford to fight.
So you could stay out of the war and still be concerned about security because you don't necessarily always have a choice, right? So
well, yeah, I mean, somebody else could bomb the pipeline.
Right.
Or something
so
like that.
This is one of those great things about decentralization. It's kind of connected to that. But having other sort, not being completely dependent on a single source for basically anything is a really wise move. And you know, the interesting thing is, it's the world is so interconnected today, but if you look at Germany, Russia, if you look at Russia, Russia has some of these same problems, humorously, but it may be in other areas like chip fabrication or, you know, it's not in oil, obviously, but in the production of oil, they're relying, or for their planes, they're relying on parts from outside the United States, mm-hmm. or outside of Russia, in order to build their planes or in order to, you know, pump the gas out of the ground or, you know, so we're all interdependent, and if you try to hurt another country, you're also going to be hurting yourself pretty bad, too.
That's a fact. This I had not heard. There's another point to this story here I was not aware of. I knew they were talking about this some weeks or a few months ago, but news of this shutdown of the pipeline comes on the same day as the West's biggest economies agreed to impose a price cap on Russian oil.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
As though that is, the idea is that somehow going to punish Russia, but it's just going to result in them not selling you their oil,
right?
If you're not willing to buy the oil at whatever the market, the going market rate is, if you say, well, you're a Russian oil dealer, we're not paying market rate.
You know what gets better, actually, is I believe Europe is paying a premium in order to buy Russian gas through
China. That's correct. Yeah, we learned that this week. Earlier this week, it was Zero Hedge reported that. So the natural gas is being shipped down to China and then being resold. And that way, Europe can tell themselves, oh, well, it's not Russian natural gas that we're buying. We're buying Chinese natural gas at three times the price or whatever.
It gets even funnier because I think it was Saudi Arabia was doing this something similar, too,
where
they were buying Russian gas, using their Russian gas, in theory, supposedly, in the country, and then exporting more of their own gas. Maybe technically, you know, they weren't exporting Russian gas, but like,
gas,
you know,
is fungible.
Right.
That's exactly what I was saying a couple of weeks ago, is that if you stop buying Russian gas, you're going to buy your gas from somebody else, and Russia's going to sell their gas to someone else.
Yeah.
So the same amount's still going to go on the market.
Yeah, it's like currency. Definitely fungible.
Right. So the same thing's going to happen with Russian oil now, right? So they're putting a price cap on what they're willing to pay. These big Western countries are putting a price cap on Russian oil. Okay, so Russia will sell the oil to China or sell the oil to, you know, India or whoever else has the money to buy it, and then they're just going to flip it.
Yep.
So oil price will go up anyway.
Yeah, let's see. I think India was buying large quantities for itself at a reduced rate, maybe, but nonetheless.
Why not?
You know, the real question is how, you know, and it's interesting because to some degree, I am sure that, you know, it's having an impact on Russia, but at the same time, it's not so clear cut, you know?
They're still selling the oil.
The problems, they're still selling the oil, probably not as much, but it has to do with the exports.
Plus they're making more profit.
Because the prices are going up.
The prices are going up, but I don't know. That is a good question, and I do know that it has had an effect on them not totally, like, collapsing economically, but
we're going to continue here. The number 603-283-6160. Turns out they don't need the United States. And they probably don't need Europe as well.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works.
Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live. You can join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. It seems like the politicians in Europe and to some extent the United States, but it's really bad in Europe right now, are intent on making the situation this wintertime even worse for the people there. Because now, apparently, in relatively breaking news, this reported just a few hours ago, the G7 nations, the big ones, right, like European Union, the United States, a bunch of others, they have now announced that they are going to be putting a price cap on Russian oil.
Wow. Yeah. Wouldn't it be interesting if somebody taught those guys the basics of economics?
Well, this is what you have to ask yourself is, are they really that stupid and or ignorant, or is this a calculated plot to drive the prices of living up even further to impoverish their own people?
It certainly could be, and that's obviously going to be the result of what they're doing. Because, you know, the bottom line is, if you set a maximum price on a thing and people aren't willing to sell that thing for that price, then what you have is a shortage where it's like, yeah, gasoline is $1 a gallon. Oh, that's great. I'll take 20 gallons. Well, you can't. We haven't any.
this whole situation seems like it's not going to be a problem so much this winter. It's going to be what happens after this winter, mm-hmm. because it takes years to build the kind of infrastructure that they need to build in order to basically come up with gas external from some other source. You can't just ship in gas like you would if you don't have the infrastructure to store it or mm-hmm. to... there's something called, I think, gasification, which is something you have to have plants. You have to build the plants in order to do that if you import it. And they don't have that right now because all of their gas was coming pretty much from Russia. And while they have stocked up to that level in Germany, like the 80-something percent, that gas came from Russia. It didn't come from some other source. So you can't replace it once it's down. So even if you get through the winter, which I suspect they probably will with some, you know, measures.
Some austerity measures.
Right, some austerity type measures, right?
And probably, you know, Brandon will be sending them some of our oil.
But they can't store it. They can't regasify it. So there's a limit to what they can do, especially Germany. Now, some of the other countries do have some, I think, gasification plants, but Germany is really the one that is the problem here.
According to a story at CNN.com, the pipeline, by the way, to Germany has been shut down entirely at this point, and the Russians are saying, well, we've got to fix the thing, and it's taking longer than we're expecting, and who knows when it's going to come back online. It was supposed to take 3 days. Now they're saying it is an indefinite amount of time. Gazprom, which is the Russian energy company owned by the state, slashed its flows to the Nord Stream pipeline to just 20% in the middle of the summer, citing maintenance issues and a dispute over a missing turbine caught up in Western export sanctions. It has also cut off supplies to several what they call unfriendly European countries and energy companies over their refusal to pay for gas in rubles, as the Kremlin is now insisting. And now this is kind of an interesting aspect to all of this. And yes, we know that governments are killers and they are terrible people all across the board. But that said, it is kind of fun to watch the Russian government demand payment in their own currency rather than what they previously have been willing to accept, which would have been the U.S. dollar and the euro, and watch these countries balk about it as they are preparing to either pay up in rubles or they are going to be very, very cold this wintertime. And so because some of them refuse to pay in rubles, they've simply been cut off entirely.
It gets even more, I don't know if humorous is the right word, but it gets worse in that their economy is dependent on that gas to run, because the manufacturing and all of those industries are dependent on that gas, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just heating your home.
Yeah.
They're going to have to shut down their industry. I mean, they're literally doing to Russia what the West has done via a sanction. You know, Russia is doing to them what the West has done to Russia via a sanction, right? Mm-hmm. So,
European leaders describe the demands as blackmail.
Which is exactly what they were engaged in. How peculiar.
It's a tit-for-tat situation.
It's one to know one.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, Gazprom said it would suspend all shipments of natural gas to France's power company called Engie. Spelled E-N-G-I-E, from Thursday, claiming that it had not received full payment from the company for the gas that it supplied in July. So they're saying, hey, look, you guys, you can't just take gas from us and not pay the bill, so no more gas for you. And they see another cut to its gas supplies, the last thing Europe needs as it heads into winter when energy demand picks up. The bloc may have ramped up imports from alternate suppliers, like we were discussing earlier, China, is just reselling them Russian gas at higher rates and making a mint for the middlemen.
Oh, yeah.
It has, however, exceeded its storage target, which is what you mentioned earlier, Chris. Uh-huh. They have certain gas storage facilities that they have pushed to their, not quite their maximum, but to their targets. But a further drop in supply could push wholesale gas prices, which feed into the retail prices, even higher. Consumer price inflation across the nine countries that use the euro hit 9.1% last month, which is its highest level in 25 years. So they're at about officially the same level as the United States, which is floating at about 9%. The last I heard, I think it dipped into the 8.5 range or something last month, but about the same. Now, of course, these are all manipulated government numbers. The real numbers are probably in the double digits.
The impact of this is it's not going to hit immediately. It's going to hit further out. But that doesn't mean that stocks won't begin to get impacted and things of that nature. You know, the closer and closer we get to that, day zero sort of situation, the worse things will get.
France, according to our finance ministers from the G7 group, this is another report from CNN. So this is the list of them. I didn't know them offhand. United States, Japan, Canada, Germany, France, Italy, and the UK said they would ban the provision of, quote, services which enable maritime transportation of Russian origin crude oil and petroleum products globally above a certain price cap on Russian oil. They say that could block insurance cover or finance for oil shipments. So that's what they're trying to do with this restriction. But again, how are they going to know if it's Russian oil if Russia sells it to China and then it becomes Chinese oil?
Yep.
The maximum.
The other question is, how do you plan to stop them? Do you plan to interdict Russian ships at sea or Chinese ships at sea? Well, that's an act of war.
Yeah. They're not going to want to start a war with either Russia or China.
Yeah, if you don't want a nuclear war, you don't prevent people from trading.
Yeah. So they're just going to guarantee the price of this oil is going to go even higher. That's really all this
is. Which benefits Russia.
It will. And it'll benefit whoever they sell it to as a
consequence, right.
What's always interesting to go over to RT.com, which is Russia Today. That is their official propaganda arm, and they always have an interesting perspective to share. Most of these European nations can't even access the website. They're completely prohibited from doing that. But
yeah, I remember going there even a couple of years ago, and they were heavy censorship on news.
We still have it. And so they cite European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. I love that last name. A politician with the last name of Lion. Lion to you.
Yeah.
She announced the Russian price oil ceiling. She says, "I firmly believe that it is now time for a price cap on Russian pipeline gas to Europe," she told reporters on the sidelines of the meeting. The EU chief insists the measure would prevent what she called Russian President Vladimir Putin's attempts to manipulate the European energy markets. EU energy ministers are expected to discuss the issue during a meeting on September 9th. Meanwhile, former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev warned today that in the event of the introduction of such a price cap, EU nations simply won't get any Russian gas. Quote, "It will be like with oil. There will be no Russian gas in Europe," he said on his Telegram channel.
You know, it's funny. They're talking about Russia manipulating the European market when it's actually them who are manipulating the Russian market. And Russia's reacting to it.
The way of the politician, though, is to accuse others of that of which they are guilty.
Doing. Yeah, absolutely.
That is the way of infamy. I can't remember who wrote that, though.
It's a good one, though. We got time for you if you want to join in here. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is on the way. Coming up here tonight, a disturbing-sounding bill coming out of California. And, Chris, I think you told me off the air this bill has passed.
Yeah.
It's about, quote-unquote, online safety. So we're going to find out what they have up their sleeve out in California. And, of course, as goes California, so goes a lot of the rest of the United States.
Get ready to be treated like a five-year-old.
Oh, God. More coming up here. We'll share that with you. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. And the number is 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.